They're working on it. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. That's still the message from the Biden administration as rising prices persist.
Working families are continuing to feel the pain of high inflation.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen at the World Bank's annual meeting.
Many of these challenges stem from Russia's terrible war in Ukraine and the continued recovery from the pandemic.
She says the administration continues its efforts to provide cost relief and boost energy supply. Republicans say the president is fueling inflation and stifling energy investment. The International Monetary Fund also again calling on Russia to stop its war in Ukraine after days of missile strikes on Ukrainian cities.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is suffering extensive battlefield losses and has now shifted to an even more brutal campaign against heavily populated areas.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. Some Russian-backed officials are asking civilians to evacuate as fighting intensifies along the southern front. The federal government wants to change the way chicken and turkey meat are processed in the hope of reducing illness from food contamination, especially salmonella, which sickens more than a million people every year in the U.S., nearly one quarter of those cases from turkey and chicken meat.
New proposed rules from the Department of Agriculture could force meat companies and farmers to put in place measures to reduce food contamination and illness. While several industry organizations support ways to make food products safer, the National Chicken Council is concerned the current framework lacks industry input, research, and data.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. Some of the illnesses are also from improper handling by consumers. Proposed changes include testing incoming flocks of chickens and turkeys for salmonella and sampling during processing to enhance monitoring. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
No word yet on a possible motive after a deadly shooting spree near North Carolina's capital city. A 15-year-old boy accused of killing five people in a residential neighborhood and along a walking trail, including an off-duty police officer, adding to a grim toll this year.
We're on pace for the most officer shootings and killings ever on record this year. That's according to the Fraternal Order of Police. Last year, 346 officers were shot, 64 of them killed. But this year, already 56 officers have been killed, 271 shot. And of course, we have 2.5 months left in the year. Police commissioners across the country say a big problem is prosecutors letting criminals walk free. That's what the Philadelphia Police Commissioner is saying after three SWAT officers were shot Wednesday while trying to arrest a man linked to murder and armed robbery.
Fox's Nate Foy in the North Carolina shooting. Another officer was wounded. President Biden calling again for an assault weapons ban. That 15-year-old suspect is in critical condition. A country music superstar is honored for her charitable giving.
Dolly Parton receives the Carnegie Medal of Philanthropy in New York City. The Grammy winner, who's been quietly doing good for years, laughing at the idea she's some sort of secret philanthropist. Even though she is the one who'd been funding several high school bands with zero publicity, she also held on to the news for decades about songwriting royalties. That her money from the Whitney Houston version of the hit went to buy a strip mall in Nashville in honor of her to support the black community there. In her speech Thursday night, Parton saying she really doesn't have a strategy for her donations. I just see a need. If I can fill it, then I will. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street. A retreat continues, blamed on inflation worries. The Dow's down 313. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.